प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है, पहने रहना गुणों का यूं ही गहना है। करते चलो सबको प्यार, देते चलो सत्कार, तुम्हें तारों से आगे निकलना है। प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है, प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है। गगन से ऊंचे रखो विचार, धरती जैसा धैर्य अपार, नैनों में रूहानी प्यार, नैनों में रूहानी प्यार।
बेहद में रहना, नाहद में ठहरना, सदा नदी आसा बहते रहना है।
प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है, प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है।
Om Shanti. Seeing the gathering, I feel asking, how many of you could understand the meaning of this beautiful song? That is those who know Hindi. In other words, how many of you could understand the meaning of this song? No one? Just few. Because in one or other way, this song was like full class on today's topic. What is today's topic? That what is included in fast effort? Yes? If we think, we realize we have come last, and what we should do so that to go fast. And this song was telling everything what we are supposed to do. And just two lines in the beginning were, if you want, I will tell you. You want the translation of the song? Okay, you want everything. So, song, Baba says, no, it was in the song, Baba says, sweet Baba says, that children always remain decorated with the jewelry of virtues. And sweet children always remain decorated with the jewelry of virtues. Pyare Baba ka yahi kehna hai, pehne rehna gunon ka yahi gehna hai. And we heard today in the morning, Murli, that bridegroom comes and decorates us with the virtues to make us emperors and empresses. And like this, many, many other beautiful directions given by Baba in order to go fast and become successful. So when I was listening today's Murli, so we speak about those Baba's children who came after Sakar Baba, became avyakt, as those who are late, yes? Not late in the sense that they can't do anything, but they were late in seeing Brahma, Sakar, corporeal instrument of God, responsible for establishment. But from time to time we hear that Baba says, no, you all can go fast if you are able to underline certain important things. So what are those important things which were necessary even for all those who were present during Sakar Baba, who were staying with Sakar Baba, or who were just coming and visiting him, and those who have come after him? What are certain most important things for all of us as Brahman souls? We realize very much that everything here, you know, we are sitting in Gyan Sarovar, there is gathering in Shantivan, there are thousands of centers in the world. We have resources, we have plans, we have program. Each and everything of this is because of one Baba. Had not Baba been there, nothing of this would exist. Agree? If Baba is not there, Murli is not there, our meeting is not there, our such life is not possible. So most important thing here, personality here, focus here, center here, is one Baba. So those who pay their complete attention in coming closer and closer to Baba, they go ahead. No matter whenever they have come, any period of time they have come in this knowledge. Because relationship with God was always important in all centuries, in all eras, in all times. Those who could love God, those who could come close to God, they did a lot. They became instruments for transformations for many. But especially now, in the confluence age, this is the time for God's action. It's God's time. It's His period for His role, for His acts. There is no other time like confluence age, and there is no other actor like Baba. So those who feel it, and those who realize it, and do everything so that their relationship is very clear with one. There is no question in my mind for Baba, whether Baba knows me or not. No, because Baba knows Dadi Janki, Baba knows Dadi Prakashmani, Baba knows this, whether Baba knows me or not, whether Baba remembers me or not, does he love me or not. Even if little bit of question is there with respect to my relationship with Baba, it would not be possible for me to do fast effort. So I have to do everything. So what simple recipe is included in doing everything? The method to come close to anyone is spend time with that one. You know? When we invest time and energy for anything or for anyone, then the fruit is understanding and closeness. And spending time also in a very pure form, concentrated form. So at least 6 months to 1 year spent completely for Baba, in our life, at any stage of the Brahman life, would become the foundation for my relationship with Him. 6 months to 1 year. This is a small recipe. Okay, we may be 5 years in knowledge, 10 years, 20 years, but if we have not given all complete this much time, from morning to evening, allowing my mind to feel Him, to feel His waves of love, not coming in under the influence of what human beings are giving me or taking from me, keeping my heart and intellect, not allowing the heart and intellect to become diluted with the feelings coming from others. So when we are able to spend this much of time completely for God, then we start understanding that, is realizing that there is no one like God. There is no one who can love me like God. There is no one who can make me what I want to become and what others would like to see me and what would be useful for the whole world as well. Second thing, the method to know anyone and to come close to that one is to understand very clearly the message of that person, what Baba says. And what Baba says, we know through Murli. You have the experience that when you are friends or relatives or group of the people and you want to inquire about someone, people will have different opinion about that one. Yes, someone would say, yes, this is quite good. Another would say, no, I remember one incident when he was not good. Another would say, he's almost good, but there are certain things which he can do, which people may not like. But when you directly come in contact with that person, you have totally new experience. You perceive, you see, you hear through your own ear and eyes. And we are lucky enough, we are fortunate enough to know the God through His own words. Not that people are praising, so we are remembering God. No, I know what Baba says every day. So this is another important thing to come close to Baba and go fast is pay complete attention, have regard for Murli. And as much I think of listening Baba regularly in the sense regularly, every day, according to the method which Baba has given, with that stage of mind, and to be able to revise also after that, then I am able to feel for myself what Baba wants, what he likes, what he does not like, what are his expectations from me, and how he thinks. Yes? You feel yourself closer to the person if you are able to feel how he thinks. And that's how we can understand when we are listening Murli and you are asked the question. You heard Dadi Manohar today morning, and from time to time she stops and asks question, okay, what Baba says? Some are able to answer. One is due to practice also, but another thing is we know how Baba thinks, what Baba thinks about it, what is Baba's knowledge about that. So, I came later, I didn't see Brahma Baba, okay, well, but am I able to feel how Baba thinks? That is a very good sign of closeness. Am I able to feel the touching from Baba regarding whatever question comes in my mind after listening Murli? Do I get answer from Murli? This is the sign of closeness to Baba. And most important is I need not to worry much about closeness because Baba wants me to bring close to Him. So my job is finished. Maybe I am so heavy, maybe I don't want or maybe I don't have power, but He wants me to be close to Him. So it is His problem or my problem? It's simple, yes. It's exactly like you just have to be by the side of ocean. And the ocean allows his waves and those waves take me inside that feeling of coolness. So I just have to be in front of Baba. When Baba is speaking, he gives love, he gives wisdom, He gives peace. He gives everything through Murli, through these waves. And if I am there at that time, He would Himself do everything to make me close. Third thing which I was thinking, that what really we can underline for us in order to go fast is, since all those who came after Sankar Baba, they have got the title that they are born through thoughts of Brahma. They are creation of thoughts. Of course, we are at the same time creation through mouth also, because anyone who told us knowledge, they told us that knowledge which Baba gave through Brahma Baba. So we are also mouth-born prajani, but at the same time we are born through thoughts. So thought is subtler than words. So we really will be able to fulfill every task which Baba is putting in front of us if we take care of our mind. No, whenever you are sick, you visit doctor, he tells you what is the special thing, precaution which you should take or you should take care of. So we have to take care of our man, mind, thoughts, so that mind at this stage never becomes sick. Sickness of the mind is the greatest sickness. And if I understand this and keep the aim that I will not allow my mind to wave in between different moods, depression, sadness, or any another negative feeling, then I feel how much Baba, through my thoughts, is able to help others, through my mind. Such ideas come, such plans come, such feelings come, such thought come, which reach other. They are able to accept whatever we are speaking through such thinking, through such pure mind. Yes, it's not that those who came in the beginning, they don't have to bother about keeping their mind pure. But for us, it is one of the important things, that mind is light, mind is powerful, and mind is cheerful. There is happiness through and throughout. Because Baba too likes to bring close to Him that flower which is fragrant, which is happy. So the sign of fast effort is to be able to keep my heart, my feelings, my mind elevated for my own self. Never having any doubt, any question about my role. In fact, this is an old sickness. Now this sickness is not there in Brahman family. You agree? Yes? No one has any question for their role. Everyone is so happy because we have realized each and every one of us is a unique bead. And no question about anyone's role. And in that also, Baba's Murli helps a lot. We heard today morning that whosoever has to come to Baba and claim their inheritance, they will come. Whosoever has to come, they will come. Whosoever has to stay, they will stay. Whosoever is supposed to go to land of peace, Shantidham, they will go there. And after that, when we have to come down, we will come. So when everything is fixed, so fixed, what's left for me to be done? Nothing. And you hear that Baba said, whosoever became president 5,000 years before, he will become. So I don't have to bother about what's happening in politics now, because it's happening exactly as it happened 5,000 years ago. And what was the temperature 5,000 years before? It's exactly like that now. Yes? Can you request sun today, that today we have to go to peace park, so please reduce the heat? No. You change your program. But sun has his own plan. Yes? So for what I should worry and make my mind concerned or feel heavy? Nothing. So this kind of habit, this kind of interest, or this kind of hobby takes us very fast on this path of knowledge, on this path of Raj Yoga, no matter whenever we have come. This is the subtle secret to recognize which is most subtler, which is most faster, and to use that instrument, use that mean. Okay, well, it may happen that many who come, they have talents. They can sing, they can dance, they can translate, they can paint, and they become famous. Many come to know about them. They can cook so well, they can serve so well. But all that is the means to create future fortune. But when we speak, we have to go fast, it always means that we have to become first in becoming karmatit, becoming detached from the body. Serving has its own different department. In actions, you can be faster than anyone else who is sitting here 40 years before, 30 years before, but for a yogi, intense effort, fast effort mean to be quick in becoming detached from the bondage of the body and bodily relationship. And the speed is 1 second. If you could do in 1 second, you are past. So therefore, this concern for keeping mind light and happy becomes a lot of support at this moment when everywhere around people have the sickness of mind. There was a time 15 years before, 20 years before, we hardly knew about psychologists in India, in Bharat. Outside India, Bharat, of course, this is most important ingredient of the social structure, the profession. But in India, hardly, you know, psychology. But now, the number of the psychologists and this all, the patients visiting them is increasing. So, as if the bazaar of problems created through thoughts is increasing. And they can be treated only through the atmosphere transformation, not through words, because those who have the problems, confusions of the mind, they have no capacity to listen. They have no patience to grasp anything coming from this means of the ear. And the atmosphere of love, of happiness, of enthusiasm, of purity can help them to realize, but who is going to create that atmosphere? Who has created this atmosphere in Gyan Sarovar and Madhuvan? It's me. We children, we yogi, we students of Baba, day and night, by paying attention on our mind, are able to maintain such peace and happiness in the atmosphere. another thing which helps us to feel that yes, we are moving with the right speed and we are going ahead, I see through my own life, Brahman life situations also, and from the life situations of thousands of others, hundreds of others, is that we need to know the value of giving respect to all. It is not just question of love, that Baba will love you, Baba will love your family, but here is the question of giving respect to all, and in particular all those who are here in front of me, who have done a lot before me. Had not they been here, where would I stand? They created the platform, they created that air, that space where I am able to breathe, the spiritual breathe. Giving respect to all means, and particular to those who are in front of me, means never trying to compete them. Never trying to think that once I become like them, only then it would be considered that my efforts are fast. Never. Here, even if we are able to understand knowledge nicely, practice yoga and do good service, but those who are in front of me, they are in front of me. I never have to think of jumping them and then feeling sure that yes, now I think that I have done something here in this family. You know, when we come, there are already hundreds of brothers and sisters who have got some position here. Not that position as it is an outside word, but you know, they have their very good role. They have some authority. They take decisions, etc. And I have come now. And if I just start thinking in this case that we are all souls and we should all have equal rights, and I should also be asked for everything and consulted for everything. I have just come now. So much has been done. But I feel disgruntled if I am not asked or consulted for something. Okay, we are souls, and here, you know, we are all Baba's children. All have the right to participate in everything which is going on. It's a transparent family, it's a transparent system. But experience has some value. And whatever has been created is so important, and that has to be sustained. And when I am firm about this, that Baba himself has brought me here and Baba has some plan for me. There is some plan for me in the drama also. Then I don't expect any such superficial acknowledgement by being asked, by being consulted, by... This in other way is called giving respect. I am happy that you are taking decisions. I am happy that you are planning. I am happy that you are able to administer. So feeling happy and having the attitude of appreciation, whatever is being done by those who came before me, is called not to compete. Another thing which comes is included in giving respect is called to be able to take benefit from the accumulation which they have, to value that accumulation. The most precious thing which we accumulate here is, do you know what? No? Do we accumulate here any physical thing? Do we collect here? Do we have any possessions here? What do we accumulate here? What Baba has permitted for what? Powers of yoga, yog bal. So the souls who have accumulated yoga, the power of yoga, means power of relationship with God. We have to take full benefit from their presence. Their presence is important, their well-being is important, their each and every decision is important. That's called giving respect to their accumulation. Years they have spent with God, it's not fun. It's not a joke. Just by watching them, just by sitting behind them, I'm able to understand Baba more. And so this aspect of love, respect, does not only apply to seniors, but it applies to juniors also and equals also. So I have to see that now, if I am 6 months in knowledge, 1 year in knowledge, 5 years in knowledge, 10 years in knowledge, but my chart or the list, when I see the with how many people I am related, there is no tick mark for disrespect. There is no one whom I expressed, for whom I was disrespectful last 1 year, last 6 months, last 5 years. There is no one. And if I am able to pay attention like this, Baba would also feel concern for me, that my child is busy in, you know, building, in joining the heart, not breaking the heart, and he will take care of my heart. He will not allow anyone to break my heart then. But if I don't take care of others' heart, who will take care of my heart? And many of us have the habit of just keeping our heart in our hand. You see, no one loves me, no one cares me, no one thinks of me, no one bothers about me all the time. Just they feel pity about their heart. Okay, how much I feel pity about others' heart. In many cases, their expectations, their feelings, their desires can be 100% wrong or 99% wrong, but still I feel concern. I feel concern. Okay, even if this person is wrong, but let me take care of how I have to tackle this situation so that no souls go away from Baba, so that no souls develop disbelief in the principles and in all those systems and customs and maryadas given by God. So this is called love for juniors and equals. I have to express that concern. And the moment I give myself this task, question comes from where I am going to have the capacity for that, you know. From where? Because especially when we see Brahmins, most of the Brahmins, it's not question of Eastern or Western, from Bharat or from Malaysia or from Russia or America. Most of the Brahmins, as far as my observation is, we have more developed consciousness in terms of our rights. we all quickly come to know about our rights through Murli. Yes? Yes. I must be loved. I must be cared. Baba is mine. This is everything is mine. And the consciousness of our duties and responsibilities is, in majority cases, is less developed, less recognized, and less exercised. Do you agree in some way to that? Yes, somehow it happens. No one tries for that. But this is what is happening here. Baba is giving us every day the awareness of our right. Yes? And he wants to finish the rites of Maya. He wants to finish kingdom of Ravan. So Baba reminds us of us, who are you and what you can do, what you are. So therefore, it's easy. But still, keeping all those things in my mind, thinking of whole knowledge, I understand this one is wrong, but if this one's something wrong would happen to the heart of this one, Baba is not going to make me seated by his side. Am I ready for that? I can choose then. If I am concerned to teach lessons to others, and that desire is so strong that I am ready to lose Baba's love for me, this is misfortune. This is the sign of standstill stage. Hardcore soul, not sensitiveness. So therefore, I have to observe all throughout the year, 6 months, that yes, 6 months before, 1 year before, this was the soul for whom I didn't have feelings of love. Although it is not a lot, but I didn't have, you know. I didn't have hate, but love also was not there. And what's the position now? And I have to reach to that stage when I can put hand on my heart and say that I have love for all. All means here, not this whole hall. Yes? Yes, because it's easy, you know. I can sing the song, I love you. Why can't I sing the song? But love means to be able to fulfill my responsibility for all those with whom I have connection. So, to all means who are with me, around me, according to drama, according to my service, according to my relation bondages, etc., etc. Another thing which I was thinking about, that how we can go fast, is not to accept any praise here. Not to cherish, not to enjoy this fruit of praise which comes in the form of, you know, certain resources, certain acknowledgement, position, name, fame, etc. It will come, it should come if I am moving rightly. But as much as possible, we have to just remain ignorant of that. Remain detached from that. Try to see your face inside, you know, inner feeling when someone is praising you. Try to see it. How many times you have at the time referred to others who were responsible for all that success, for which people are praising you? How many times you did that? Because no one of us is able to do anything here without others. Not even a single soul, whole soul, is responsible for anything here. And even if I am doing maximum things out of a project, but still knowledge about that, idea of that, inspiration for that belongs to Baba. So nowhere there is margin for me to enjoy that praise or to think of some resources or expect certain thing as a result of whatever I have been doing here. So not enjoying the praise or not accepting the praise, in other words, means to keep the fire of tapasya lit, ignited. Because acceptance of praise is like showering water, pouring water over the fire of tapasya. You would not be able to meditate if you have enjoyed your praise. You will never be able to think of God. So does it mean that we have to close our ears to everything what people are speaking? As karma philosophy is so deep, so praise philosophy is also very deep. It's a complete philosophy. Sometimes people praise you because they know you like it. They know. If you, like this they will talk to you, you know, then you will be happy. They know it. Isn't it? We become experienced of knowing what a person likes or not after staying for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months with that person, working with that person. And sometimes people praise about those things in you which they themselves don't have. But it does not mean others also don't have. There are 1,000 others also who have the things for which you are being praised. So you are not just one, you are one out of... For this one you are God, but you are not God for all. So therefore, anything coming out in the form of praise is not absolute truth. It's relative. It's momentary. Okay, this moment, for this person, I could do something good. Well, so this feeling is echoing from his heart. But to stand on that means to reduce that fire, lessen that fire of tapasya, love for God. We have heard a lot the stories about Mama and Baba. Mama and Baba, although everyone would do whatever they order or give direction, but still they used the power of tapasya, power of yoga in order to get the things done. So not accepting the praise at the same time includes to remain humble enough to be able to do all those things which may not be, expected even from me. It also includes that whatever harvest is coming, share with others. Don't make the godowns of all the harvest, the fruit coming for my own self. No. Fruit of service has come. Share with others. Another thing which I was thinking about that we can understand for ourselves that we are going fast is to take care of very valuable treasure of this Brahman life. And that valuable treasure is the well-being, the unity of Brahman family. This Brahman family is the property of God. Is that which is loved by God a lot. And if I take care of that thing which God loves, I have guarantee of my well-being. So what is included in well-being of the Brahman family. Well-being of the Brahman family is guaranteed if everyone's attention is towards Bhava, everyone's attention. So I will do a lot for everyone, indirectly or directly, if I don't pull their attention towards me. Pull their attention towards me by, even if I get stuck due to Maya or I get influenced by Maya, is there anyone who will be just detached from that? No. Everyone will feel concern for that Brahman who is stuck due to Maya or who is affected by Maya, isn't it? Yes? If in your room someone is weeping, you have 5 partner room partners, 3 or 10 room partners, and someone is sitting and weeping, will you be able to come in the class? Or you will sit down and find out the reason and give the handkerchief and try to remove the tears from that eye of the person. So to draw the attention of others due to our wrong stage, in one or another way, is, you know, weakening the Brahman family. So to keep my stage well means to give support to the whole Brahman family. Just if I become pillar in that, I don't allow my stage to shake at any cost, it means I am the protector of the Brahman family, I am protector of Yajna. How many of you are protectors of Yajna sitting here? You are getting translation slowly or you are 50-50? Sometimes you are the protectors and sometimes you are to be protected. Yes? Because when we came, we were protected by those who were stable pillars. Why we love to go to Madhuban and just sit down in front of pillar, tower of peace, tower of purity, tower of happiness, tower, this word tower means what? Through and throughout, unshakable, unbreakable impurity, Brahma Bhava. Through and throughout, unshakable in love. Through and throughout, unshakable in peace. So just His presence. And now, thousands come and stand in front of that tower. They think of Him. Yes, Baba, You were here. Yes, Baba, we believe You. Yes, Baba, we know that You have done this. So their going there and their standing there is a sign of their confirmation of belief in all goodness which Baba had. What about me? That's immovable tower, and now it's not that Baba is in Sakar form, that is just tower, and we are all live towers. So by seeing us unhappy or peaceless, if not 10, 12, but at least 2 will shake, 3 will shake. So we don't have to become shaker. You know shaker, mixer, who shakes everything, milkshake. Yes? But we have to give the vibrations of stability. What happens to your mind when you come every year to Madhuban and you find, see, this brother on the music, he was there all these years, but now I don't see that brother on music duty. But if you see, year after year you come, and the brother is sitting on the music duty and always happy, always powerful, how much support you get. The same brother in the kitchen, same brother in the transport, sitting day and night and smiling and providing you transport. And next year you come, that brother has gone. Another year you come, another brother has. You feel shaking. What's happening here? So just being present where I have been put with complete loyalty is called to strengthen the cement, that unity of this yagya of Brahman family. If I keep looking for something else, then that thing which has been given to me will be lost and nothing else will come ever. And if I take care of that thing which I have been given and I fulfill that duty which I have been given with faithfulness and loyalty, many more things will come automatically. So fast effort does not mean that yesterday I was on music duty and now I want to give lecture, day after tomorrow I want to give read Murli, and another day after I want to do such things so that I become well known very well. That's not fast effort. So in terms of actions and service, fast effort would be firm actions. Maybe one and the same all 70 years, but firmly. And whom Baba remembers for this? How much Baba remembered Bhole Dadi for that? And also, when we speak about protection of Brahman family through our stage, we not only have to take care of our attitude of contentment, but at the same time, our complete participation and cooperation in everything going on. And it's a thing of great wisdom. Just appointed duties are not the participation. If I get an appointment, I have to dance. I should be very happy. I got this appointment. I got this, I was appointed this duty. But even if I have not been given any duty for particular action, still I have to remain cooperative for that through my appreciation, good feelings about all those who are doing it. Maybe some of you have heard this story from Ramayana. How many of you read Ramayana before you came to Baba? Very few. So I'm sure you don't know this story then. Or if you know, you have forgotten it. You know, in Ramayana, there is mention about Hanuman and his relationship with Rama. Today also we had this blessing, yes? Be Hanuman, courageous. So Hanuman, due to his love for Rama, others had a lot of jealousy for him. As if he has taken whole Rama for him and Rama is not free for us. This is what is jealousy. That you have taken everything and nothing free is available for me. Can it be possible for God? No. God may belong to someone fully, but still He is free for you as well. That's what is ocean. But jealousy has its own greatness. Jealousy make you think everything. So he was always facing such kind of attitude by others, means brothers of Rama, that somehow he should be removed from everything. Wherever Hanuman is present, we should try to remove him so that he is not all the time with Rama. So once they decided, made a plan, and they had made a very big list of all the things and tasks connected to Rama. There were about 60-70 things connected to Rama from morning till night. Rama needs this, Rama needs this, and Lakshman will do that, another brother will do that, there was nothing left for Hanuman to be done. And if all tasks are taken by others, Hanuman has no task, then how can he be with Rama? Yes? And if someone does like this with you, you want to be with Dadi, but all tasks have been taken by someone else and you have no opportunity to be with Dadi, right? Then what will you will sit down like this? No one loves me. I am not needed here. I am by mistake here. Yes? Okay, let's have a few minutes of silence. What we were talking about? Hanuman. So it means you were not remembering Baba, you were remembering Hanuman. Yes? Okay. Okay. So, what would happen with us if, you know, we are behaved in this way? Yes? The big list and the one whom we love and no margin for us to be with that one because no action is connecting us. So, majority under such situation become depressed. But Hanuman didn't. So Hanuman is remembered as courageous. What he did? He requested, well, you are going to take so much care of my Rama. I am very happy. But can you show me the list? I want to be sure that nothing is missed in this list. And he was given the list. Yes, dress, food, this. And after reading for 15 minutes, he then told, you have missed one most important thing. And what's that? He said, when my Rama will yawn, who will do this in front? Because, no, it's a tradition that when you yawn, you should do like this. Ah. Yes? So who will do that? You have not written. And Rama can yawn any time, so I will have to be with him all the time. And that's how he fixed his position. Clear? This is the way to the heart. Hearting ourselves, we can't win the hearts. But by loving those who love Baba, by not competing with them, by not, you know, coming into jealousy with them, we can make way to hearts of God. So this is the simple way to remain protected and protect the whole Brahman family, the unity of Brahman family. Last but not the least thing, which is very much included in these fast efforts. First of all, tell me, before I tell you that, how many of you are from 1 to 5 in knowledge? 1 year to 5 years in knowledge. Okay. And how many 5 to 10 years in knowledge? How many 10 to 15? And 15 to 20? And then beyond 20, beyond 20 are sitting? Okay, very good. So anyway, all are considered those who have come after Sakar Baba. So this is important for each and every one of us, that no matter whatsoever happen, but we have to become complete in our surrender to one Father. Complete surrender to His directions is the shortest path for perfection. And surrender in the foremost direction of purity. No, when you have some currency, big amount of currency and big notes, you are considered a rich man. But if you have 10 kgs of coins, are you considered rich man? 10 kgs of coins in your all pockets, will you call rich man? No, if you have just one big note of 1,000 rupee, very rich man. So what is higher currency here? What is the important currency here in God's home, in confluence age? The valuable thing here is purity. And if we want to go fast, I have to increase this currency. Purer I am, faster I go, closer I come to everyone. Those who are 60 years, 70 years, but my purity pull them. They want to call me, they want to talk to me, they want to use me, they develop faith for me. Just due to this one currency of purity. You may have hundreds of talents, but you are not pure enough. You will remain in a corner. Remember it. You may have the illusion that superficially, that since you are being used a lot, or you are doing so much service, and you are close. No. No one here can make place in the hearts without purity. Question is of place in the hearts. And all other places are footpath. There are no rooms. Room, the space for the soul is heart. And if we want to get space in the heart of everyone, we can have through purity and complete purity. And for complete purity, our effort has to be go beyond this body, even brother and sister. The subtle vision of the soul for everyone. And no accident in purity, you know. One single accident in purity will finish your whole speed and the distance you have covered, the mileage you have covered, income you have earned. And no accident in purity, fast improvement, fast progress, complete purity will take you close to the destination very quickly. You will easily come in the company of those who are pure. You can compare the value of this currency of purity with other vices or other qualities. If you leave greed here, not that much you become famous or not that much you are loved. Yes, if you say to someone, I used to eat 4 chapatis, 6 chapatis, and now I am not greedy. I need 2 chapatis normal. Okay, others will say, so well. And if you say, you know, I was very fashionable before knowledge, and now I don't use powder and lipstick and earrings and this. Okay, so well, so what? But if you say, you are unbreakable, unshakable, even in your dreams, even in your thoughts, in terms of this greatest vice, Ravan, that's something here. And currency of coolness, that is conquering the anger too, here takes us fast in our efforts. Even if I am pure, but if anger is there, I can't make a place in the hearts of others. And purity means remover of not only just the vice of lust, but vice of anger also. They go together, or they remain together. They live together and they go together. We don't have to do separate effort for them. So anger too spoil my tapasya, my light, my yoga, my relationship with Baba's children. So I have to keep checking that last 6 months, last year, whole year, no matter how much wrong other person was, but I was not angry. And of course, the situations which come to provoke, to invoke the anger in me, they will become different. So, becoming complete surrendered in terms of these vices, adopting complete purity, accepting it, practicing it, and helping others to become pure. That is called here fast effort. If you teach here someone wearing white clothes, okay, no problem. There are many communities in the world who are doing this. They teach people to change the dress. If you make people vegetarian here, fine. You're a good person. But if you make people pure here, if you tell them the value of the purity, if you live the pure life that they feel support to remain pure, you are called courageous soul, useful instrument of God. So with this I would say that the fastness is not in terms of quantity but in terms of quality in those things which we are hearing from Baba every day in the Murli. Om Shanti. I think it's too early to applaud because you can have some questions too. Do you have any question? That why definitely we have to be fast, we can move slowly so that confluence age does not finish, right? Yes. You tell your name, country, and question.
I'm Jasmine from Australia, and the question I have is how to gain more purity.
Oh, good question. Yes? We want to go fast, we have to become pure, and the question is how to become pure. You like this question? Okay. Any other question?
Мы приехали сюда, все люди с разным стажем, да, пребывания в БК. Затем мы все разные по профессии, по интеллекту и так далее. И вот предположим, правильно или неправильно, если кто-то одно нарушает, мы живем вместе, да? Одно нарушает, другое нарушает, третье нарушает. Вот здесь возникает небольшое такое, непонимание вот у нас. Правильно, если, например, мы говорим, давайте будем делать так, что если хоть один спит, никто не мешает. Если кто-то что-то, еще нет 3 часов утра, если кто-то захотел принять душ, чтобы делал тихо-тихо, как мышка. Или все-таки это не надо делать такие замечания.
Понятно. You understand which language is this? You don't understand which language is this? Russian. You guess it is Russian, yes? Yes, it is Russian. So the question is wonderful that for us, when we come to know, we have to love everyone, respect everyone, it's Baba's family. But there are so many variety, yes? People with different profession, different years in knowledge, someone does something wrong, breaks some maryadas, create noise in the room, starts taking shower very early in the morning, even before 3, then whether to give them some correction signal or not, or just to keep silent, what to do? Because question is that we have to love everyone. Yes, essence is that how to love even those who are doing wrong things. Am I right? Prava yada? Da? Daji is liktota jelet ni pravilna, siramno ljubij. Yes? Okay. Tell me one question, answer of question. Are you doing everything right that Baba is loving you? Yes? Is there anyone who says, I do everything right? Is there anyone? Raise hand. You do 100%. Okay, next question. Does Baba love you? Who thinks Baba love me? So all of you are those who don't do 100% right, but still Baba loves you. What explanation you want? Yes, this is the answer. I have to follow Father. Yes, He is loving, not seeing anything in me, and even not telling me everything, because He knows that my perception at this time is different. Similarly, my experience is that if we are good example, when we are with many, living with 5, 10, I have the experience of living with very different souls. You don't like something which other person is doing, and that person knows that I am doing wrong. But you can never teach that one through mouth. Just still love, still respect, forgive, forgive, forgive. As peace is our eternal nature, forgiveness too should become our eternal nature. And forgiveness means just ignoring. Fine. I can remain alive with this mistake of another one. Nothing is going to happen. Okay, I will sleep less, but I will remain alive. Till you are alive, don't complain. Okay? And when there is challenge to your life that you are supposed to leave the body, okay, well, come and speak to someone whom you trust. Understand? Okay. Another thing is how to increase the purity. Baba, the ocean of purity, has given us the very clear knowledge, and the greatest weapon of purity is to practice the spiritual vision of the soul sitting in the center of the forehead. So as Mama and Baba had written so many small diaries filled with I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul. This is the one and the only and the final wisdom and the weapon for becoming pure soul. Sit down and become detached. Walk and remain detached. Interact but remain detached from the roles of others. So this detachment from the body of my own self, the detachment from the roles and the body, contours, faces, beauty of others. Even in words, our whole agenda should change. Our whole system of life should change. No more praise of faces. No praise of anyone's body. Never and never. No talking about anyone's body. Anyone's physical qualities in terms of beauty. Nothing. So these few maryadas given by Baba and this wisdom of soul consciousness will keep you pure. You are pure, but it will keep you pure and take you to the stage of complete purity. Om Shanti. Thank you very much for your attention, and 5 minutes, let's get lost, merged in the love of sweet Baba.